Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. At Oklahoma Ag Mediation, we know how costly and stressful it can be to have to engage in litigation. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. These services are available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, go to ok.gov/mediation or give us a call at 800-248-5465.
Well, today's cattle futures market started off the day extremely strong with the live cattle and feeder cattle front end trading limit up, which was the expanded limits today. Live cattle traded as high as 450 higher on April at 99.60 was the high. It looks like the April is not going to settle on the high like that, but it is going to settle near those highs. April live cattle final settlement price was 98.65. The June settled at 89.52. So about 50 to 60 higher there on the June live cattle. The feeder cattle futures finished up about 367 at 117.07 in March. Still at a pretty good discount to the index at this point. So we maybe get a little bit more rally here. The March feeders are at 120.75. The April's finished right at 119.50, up $5.37. The big news was the cattle on feed report, which came out after the close today, right in line with expectations. We had the on-feed number of 100% as of March 1st, right in line with the 100 estimated. Placements in February at 92%, right in line with the 92% expected. Marketed 105% of last year, 105.6 expected. So we're right in line with expectations. Now, if you look at the report by itself without the estimates, it actually looks a little bit positive.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's time for the 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, happening Saturday, March the 21st at 12:30 at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 125 registered Angus bulls, 40 registered Angus females, and 30 commercial Angus spring calving heifers with many calves at their side. Catalogs are available online at pollardfarms.com or you can call 580-758-1464. The 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March the 21st in Waucomas, Oklahoma.
Jordan here for your local family-owned and operated Kubota dealer. At Great Plains Kubota, we think everyone deserves a beautiful lawn, and mowing your lawn should be easy and affordable. Kubota residential zero-turn mowers are built as user-friendly as they are budget-friendly, which means Kubota zero-turns make mowing comfortable while delivering professional results. Don't wait till spring to save on a new Kubota mower from Great Plains Kubota. Shop us online at gpkubota.com or call 855-4-KUBOTA.
Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Today's grain futures market were mixed here. We had corn down about 2 cents, put May corn at 342 and three quarters. The beans were the strongest contract today, up 12 to 20 cents. Chicago wheat up 2 to 5, Kansas City up 4 to 5 cents. So the wheat and soybeans both higher due to the fact that China has been buying cargoes from us out of the Pacific Northwest. So that's lifted the wheat and corn and soybean futures rather. Not a whole lot of sales on the corn, and I think that's an issue. Also, the price of crude oil has been getting cheaper. May crude oil, which is now the front month, is currently down $2.23 at $23.68. That will have a long-term impact on the ethanol industry and what they use in terms of corn for the ethanol production. So I don't know exactly how that's going to play out at this point, but there's pretty big mandates on corn production or ethanol production, which is to drive some corn demand. The cotton today down about 107 out in December at 55.03. Of course, the stock market continues to be the biggest thing moving here, and the news of the coronavirus as it spreads and goes different places. Currently has the Dow Jones down about 830 points at 19,043. Bond futures out in June, the 30-year up 4 at 176.20. A lot of interest rate changes over the last couple of weeks, but currently the interest rates are inching down.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.